It is business as usual for Medicare. Courtney Dale from Sunflower Solutions stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast. I know the thing we wanted to talk about, the big thing, was Medicare apparently is kind of just business as usual, you said, right?
That's exactly right, James. We are not changing anything because the clock's still ticking and the deadlines are remaining the same. They have not extended any deadlines. They have not done anything different as far as the Medicare enrollment periods. So we just want to emphasize to everyone out there that, you know, sitting there frozen like a deer in the headlights with fear and worry, wondering how we're going to move forward. We just want to kind of calm those fears and let you know that we're still here. We're still working normal business hours. Although we can't meet with you face to face, we can get absolutely everything we need to get done to get you all taken care of over the phone. We can do a Zoom meeting, which would be on your phone if you want the personal face to face looking at each other. Technology's made it pretty darn easy for us to literally continue with business as usual. The big thing is right now is if you're about 6 months out from turning 65 and you're sitting there going, how is this going to change? How is this going to affect me? It's a real good time for us to sit down. Obviously, I'm using that term figuratively, but it's a really good time for us to discuss your own personal timeline. This is when you need to get enrolled in this. This is when you need to get enrolled in this. This is how you do this. And that's what we specialize in. And again, things are not slowing down here. Business as usual. You can call us at the office. Of course, our number is 785-301-2716. Hop on our website at sunflowersenior.com to get more information. But we're here to help, and we want to make sure, you know, that anyone out there that, like I said, about 6 months out from turning 65, we need to get a timeline created for you. Now, if you're over 65 and you've been on Medicare for a while, everyone's budget is at the top of the mind. You know, we're looking at stock portfolios crashing and we're trying to dial it in as much as we can to make sure that, you know, we're not spending any extra. And a real good way to save some money each month is to have your Medicare plans reviewed and looked at, which we can do that too. It is not, you don't have to wait until an open enrollment period to switch out your supplements. You can change your supplemental plans anytime during the year. So we can help with that as well.
Excellent. And I would imagine, you know, with everything else that's going on with this COVID-19, this is probably, you know, one of those times where you definitely don't want to find yourself without insurance or a lapse of insurance. And that's something you can help with to make sure that doesn't happen, right?
Yes, exactly, James. And we do have direct contact with all of the carriers. What they are doing is we can get you an extension if things have really taken a turn for the worse, if you've been laid off or you're having any kind of a financial hardship due to COVID-19, we can help you navigate and get an extended grace period on paying your premiums. We would do that directly with the carriers, but we want to help with all of it. And that's a real concern right now that a lot of us haven't ever been faced with. We haven't been faced with layoffs and temporary loss of income or anything like that. So we have some options there for you as far as what you can do to work with the carrier. We'd be glad to educate anyone on that and help them through that process as well. But again, another thing to look at is how can we save some money on those premiums, and we can do a review for you there too. Anything that we do, calling us is always going to be 100% free. We do not charge for consultation services. So you're not out anything just by calling and seeing what your options are.
Well, that's cool. I mean, because I imagine a lot of folks probably, you know, maybe they haven't even, if they're on the Medicare already, probably haven't looked at this in a while. And now, you know, with everything again going on, they're probably thinking like, holy smokes, am I properly covered? And that's something you can just call you and you can walk them through and find out, yeah, you're good, or no, we need to fix something, right?
Yep. Call our office, 785-301-2716. Or you can go on our website to get more information, sunflowersenior.com.
Excellent. Now, I did want to go back to the Zoom thing because you mentioned it. And that's something that, you know, honestly, even a month ago, I had no idea what that was. They're using it really heavily in the schools. So I've spoken with some of the officials with USD 49, and a matter of fact, probably going to continue to have those conversations because it really is pretty easy to use. And, you know, with everybody locked in their house, that is a way to communicate and connect that, you know, phones are good, but having that face to face is better or sometimes more calming, I think. And it is really easy to use.
And it is, James. And the nice thing about it is you can use it from your phone. You can use it from an iPad. You can use it from your laptop. You just have to click join meeting, and we have a personalized code that we'll give you if you're meeting with us. You type in the code and boom, we're looking at each other. So it is really easy. We're going to continue to use that for our workshops. We normally do educational workshops all over the state. Of course, we're not able to do that anymore. So now we're moving that all to virtual. So we do have a calendar up on our website that's going to list all virtual events. We're doing that through May. We're hopeful that, you know, starting June 1st, we can get back to being out in the community and doing the actual presentations just like we were used to. But this is a good option for now. If you want the educational portion of it, you want the PowerPoint, we can also do that one-on-one. You don't have to actually attend an event or attend one of the webinars. You can do that. We can do that just one-on-one.
Oh, well, that's cool. You want to tell us maybe some of the upcoming events just so we can get those kind of out there? And then, of course, you know, like you said, you can go to your website and you can see the full calendar. But what's coming up first?
Right. So we're doing a Dodge City area one in the end of this month. Well, the 21st and the 23rd. We're going to be broadcasting out in Colorado. Of course, that's going to be done from our office here. But broadcasting to some folks in Colorado at the end of April. And then we're doing a Hayes event, I believe, that is happening in May. I don't have the exact dates, but all of that is going to definitely be on our website if you want a full calendar of when you can log in. And like I said, you can log into any of them because now we're not physically there. So if you want, you know, just because we are doing a Dodge City area one, that just means that Dodge City area was invited to that one. So I don't want to muddy the waters too much on that. But if you look at one of our events and one of the dates works, just log in. You can register for our event by calling our office, or there is a link on our website also that you can register, and then we'll get you the instructions to log in. And we've watered it down. It's step one, step two, step three, and you're in. So it's very, very easy. I've tested it out on a couple clients already that are 65 and older, my mother-in-law being one of them. She had absolutely no issues with it. So don't be scared of that. It's a new world for all of us, but we just want to make sure that, you know, just because it's new and different, we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to get the education they need, especially when it comes to something as important as Medicare.
Sure. And, you know, first I want to mention the Zoom thing. It is absolutely free. So there's no cost to get on there, at least on the user end. If you're doing big workshops, I think you probably have to pay some, but.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I pay on my end. It's very inexpensive, but for a user to log in, it's 100% free and you do not need an email address. Basically you need, just a connection. Like I said, you can connect through your phone. If you don't have internet at your house, don't worry about it. If you have a smartphone, you can connect. You know, maybe if you have none of the above, you could go to a friend's house or something, or son or daughter or something like that. Grandson, grandkids and kids are really good at Zoom. They're actually, my 7-year-old is actually better at it than I am, but sad. I hate to admit that, but
I'm with you.
We live in, so
yeah, we gave it to our 8-year-old and she just did it. We didn't even have to literally, we did nothing other than install the app, and she was going and talking to friends. And I don't even know who she all talks to. That thing.
I know.
But I'm wondering, you know, with the presentations. So, is there anything different? Like you mentioned, the Colorado one. Is there anything different for people in Colorado than that would be here in the Kansas meetings?
No, the presentation is going to be absolutely the same. it is not going to be any different. The content is going to be the same because Medicare is not a state thing. It's not a regional thing. So you can go anywhere in the United States for your doctor or your clinic or your hospital. As long as they are contracted with Medicare, they will accept your supplemental insurance and everything else. So that is something that gets brought up all the time. What if I go and visit my kids, or what if I'm out of town? Just go someplace that accepts Medicare and you're covered. So the guidelines really, they're the same. Now there are some caveats to rules, enrollment rules and stuff like that in some other states, but for the most part, everything is identical.
Okay, cool. The other thing I was curious about, and it came up with a conversation I had with a gentleman yesterday. Telemedicine has been, I think, I don't know the exact wording, but basically Medicare has accepted now telemedicine. So if you have concerns about going to your doctor's office, if you have a concern, whether it be COVID related or something else, that's kind of an option too. Do you have any insight into that right now?
It is now covered under, so all of you are correct. It's all covered now under Medicare. If you have to have any kind of testing related to COVID-19, it now falls under the Medicare umbrella. So if you are symptomatic at all and you don't know if you want to spend the money or you don't, it is going to be covered for you. And you can do that either in a clinic, of course, or you can use the telehealth option. And from what I've heard, it's extremely easy and you won't see a bill for it if you're on Medicare and you have a supplement. So they have expanded that. I mean, they are trying to change they're trying to keep up with the changing world as it is. So that is now definitely an option.
Very cool. Now that's something, and correct me if I'm wrong here, probably you don't want those calls. If you've got a medical concern, don't call you, call your primary healthcare physician, but you could walk them through that, how that all is set up and how that's covered now, right?
I can help them with how it's covered. We have nothing to do with how it actually works. But we do know that it's covered under your Medicare insurance and supplemental plan. So if you have access to it, definitely use it because you won't be out of pocket anything.
Yeah, you gotta love that. Anytime something's free, it's even better.
Yes.
Well, okay, Courtney, I can't think of anything else I would ask. Is there anything else you think that the audience should know?
Just like I said, make sure we're paying attention to those deadlines, and just because the world's kind of been turned upside down right now, it doesn't mean that anything is changing. So the clock's ticking. You're still going to turn 65 at the same exact day and time. So please give us a call so we can help you get on track.
Excellent. You want to share that phone number and your website one more time?
I do. 785-301-2716 is the number. You can call at our office, or you can get on our website, sunflowersenior.com.